AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Russian President Vladimir Putin tells the United Nations that the effort to bring about democratic revolution in the Middle East and North Africa instead sowed the seeds of radical Islam and destruction of governments and institutions. Putin, through an interpreter, adds that member nations now need to form an anti-terror coalition.
We must join efforts to address the problems that all of us are facing and create a genuinely broad international coalition against terrorism.
President Obama, in his speech, denounced Syria's President Assad and called for his ouster.
We must recognize that there cannot be, after so much bloodshed, so much carnage, a return to the pre-war status quo.
Putin and Obama are set to meet this afternoon. NASA says during the summer months, it appears that there is salty, flowing water on Mars. Former astronaut John Grunsfeld, now assistant administrator of the NASA science mission, says seeing evidence of water now and from the distant past raises a key question.
If life started on Mars some 3.5 billion years ago, did any survive? Is there any life on Mars today?
Former New York State prison worker accused of giving hacksaw blades and other tools to convicted killers who then broke out now faces her own time behind bars. Here's Rita Foley.
She cried for mercy.
I'm hoping you will have mercy on me, Your Honor. No words can explain how deeply sorry I am.
But Joyce Mitchell, who helped two New York State prison inmates break out, is going to prison for as long as 7 years, sent there by a Clinton County court judge. He said he didn't believe her explanation that she helped the men to protect her family from harm. One of the escaped inmates was shot dead, the other recaptured. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 252. The Nasdaq is down 121. This is AP Radio News. A reversal for the U.S. and NATO-backed government in Afghanistan as it announces that the Taliban have captured the northern city of Kunduz, the first time the insurgents have seized a major urban area since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001. The group launched its assault on the city earlier today. International medical charity Doctors Without Borders says it has treated more than 100 wounded people. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump wants to overhaul and simplify the U.S. income tax structure.
We're going to cut the individual rates from 7 brackets to 4. Simplification. 25%, 20%, 10%, and 0.
Under his plan, taxes would be dropped for individuals making less than $25,000 a year, couples making less than $50,000. And while the rates will be lowered, loopholes would also be closed or reduced. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.